Toby, Deshaun Watson said that y'all had a chat a little bit after practice, and it really meant a lot to him. Some thoughts about sharing some of your wisdom with the young guys in that situation.
Yeah, he's had such a, you know, obviously a great college career, and got picked by a great team. So, you know, watching him play, he's got a great future. He's got all the ability, and it was great to meet him. You know, I watched him. He's had so many great games. You know, pro football players watch a lot of college players because Saturday nights were at the hotel, and Clemson was on a lot, and obviously they won a lot of big games, so great to meet him.
What does it mean to you in that situation to help out a younger guy? Because he said you gave him some tips and it meant a lot to him.
Yeah, it's always, most of the time it's on your own team. I mean, you're trying to help the guys you play with, and, you know, as an older player, you pass along kind of words of advice or, you know, daily and every meeting, and, you know, you meet other players in the league, younger players, and, you know, whether it's joint practices or other opportunities in off season, it's nice to meet a lot of guys. I got a lot of respect for this team. We played them a lot. I feel like I know all their players. So it was a good couple days of work.
Does it make it harder because you know a lot of those players and they know you to kind of sharpen yourselves against them? Is it hard to progress?
Yeah, it's a there's so many good players out there on that field. They were the first-ranked defense in the league last year. It's just tough to move the ball. I mean, as you guys saw, there's a lot of plays that we may make it. We may get sacked. I don't know. In the game, would we have moved and got away from something? Was it an offensive PI? Was it a DPI? I mean, but it's just, you know, good getting some work in, and real competitive work. You know, they made their fair share of plays. We made our fair share. So it was a fun couple of days.
Do you like the idea of coming away, leaving Foxborough to kind of go practice someplace else and kind of do the group bonding thing as you're practicing?
It was good. You know, I think we made a habit of that over the last bunch of years. And it's fun to get away, and it's fun to, you know, be out here working. It's a great facility and, you know, great fields and, you know, great support. I mean, it's that time of year, and, you know, nothing shows up on the scoreboard that matters right now. But I think it goes a long way toward helping build your team and seeing what you're all about and seeing who is, you know, you can count on day after day. And that's what we're trying to do.
You seemed a little irked at times, you know, as you ran your offense. You were saying things to guys and everything else. What kind of things are I don't get into the exact words you use, but what kind of things there are you saying to try to get your team better, try to get your offense better?
Yeah, I'm always, you know, pretty frustrated, you know, throughout the day and practices, and you're just trying to, you know, create some urgency and you know, ask guys to dig a little deeper. So it goes like that. I mean, there's sometimes, you know, things don't go great in the first quarter of games. Sometimes they don't go great in the first half. Sometimes they don't go great for the first three quarters. But you've got to keep grinding. You know, you got to keep digging deeper. And a lot of times football is a lot about momentum, you know. So, you know, things don't go well early, and then you find a little rhythm. Then you start making plays, scoring some points, and then, you know, you can rattle off 28 points. So that's football. I mean, it's not – I think what you realize from this team is they're not going to make it easy on you. I mean, there's no easy play. There's no easy throw. There's no easy run. You know, they've got good players. They got a good scheme. I mean, it's really challenging and forces us to raise our game.
How nice was it to catch up with Overeem?
Good. I mean, I haven't seen Billy, you know, for an extended period of time in a long time, and he and I were so close. You know, since he came in 07, he worked with, you know, his quality control, worked as a receiver coach in 08 and the OC in 9, 10, 11. And, you know, I love hanging with Billy. He and I get along great, so we've had a great relationship.
So we're going to put 28 straight points. Last time you went to Houston, you had to come back. You talked after the game about being mentally and physically exhausted. When were you able to recover and kind of reflect on that victory?
I mean, we had a good off season to you know, kind of regain our focus. Life doesn't seem to slow down much when you're 40 years old and you have three kids, and things maybe it's a little slower at work than it is at home. So, you know, you come to work and you try to, you know, give it the best you can for your guys. And, you know, it's nice to be out here playing, and that's what I love to do.
Tom, I've heard you talk in the past about watching other quarterbacks and saying, geez, I'd love to be able to do like what this guy does, whether it's Russell Wilson or Ben Roethlisberger, the way they move around.
Yeah.
When you watch Deshaun, I mean, what stands out to you that he does that you might say, that would be great if I could add that to my...
Oh, yeah. If I could run a 4.7, man, I would have been the first overall pick. I couldn't. Fortunately, I ran a 5.2, so... I wouldn't have been the first overall pick. I'd change that. I'd probably have been like a fourth rounder. But, you know, I wish I could make some of those plays. And I think, I mean, look, every player has strengths and weaknesses. and you learn to play to your strengths, and you learn to develop your weaknesses. And I'm still working on those things in my 18th year. You know, I wish I was born 6'5", 240, could run a 4'5", jump 40 inches, you know, bench 4'15", but, you know, you can't. So, you know, you play to your strengths, and I think with our team, you know, I've been able to learn and, you know, think my way through the game. And, you know, I tell the guys all the time, nothing good happens when I got the ball in my hands. So the faster I can get it out of my hands, the better it is, which means, you know, we've got to have a lot of trust. You know, I think there's a lot of other players in the league like Russell or Aaron or, you know, that prove that when the ball is in their hands, a lot of great things happen. Ben Roethlisberger. So, you know, it's about improving the things that maybe you're not so good at, which I'm going to keep trying to do, and keep building on the things you are good at. And, you know, we've got a lot of good players on our team. We're trying to build our core, our foundation. Every player has those same things. You know, and then you kind of, it's a jigsaw puzzle, and you figure out from week to week against your matchups, and that's a beautiful part about football.
Tom, I want to ask you about one throw out here today. It looks like there's a little out route, and Texans defender got his hands on it. I think it was intended for Gronk.
Yeah.
But went incomplete, and you kind of put your head in your hands, and it looked like it bothered you, wondering why a play like that bothers you as much as it seems to.
I mean, we got to make that play. I mean, it's got to be a better throw, and we've just got to come up with it. I mean, sometimes you get the exact look you want versus a certain play, and, you know, it's not a productive play, and those are the ones that you kick yourself on. I mean, there's some plays where they got the right defense called versus what you had called, and, you know, sometimes an incompletion, that's what it is. Plays where it really should be a completion and a big gain, I mean, those are the ones you got to come up with.
How much does their competitiveness reflect your former teammates now coaching them, Mike, Wes, Larry?
Yeah, I mean, they've all been, you know, in our program, and, I mean, they know us so well. We know them. You know, I've been fortunate to play with those guys and be coached by those guys. I know what they bring and what they're talking to their players about. And you know what? This team does all those things. So, you know, they put the work in. They're not afraid of the work ethic. You know, that's why they're one of the best teams. They're a playoff team. We played them last year. They gave us everything we could handle. You know, we play them in week three. I'm sure they'll give us everything we can handle then. Hopefully we can score more points than they can.
Hey, you got Bill brought Hostetler over to you, rescue you that's in your Hostetler. I'm just curious what you knew about him, and did you take anything from the conversation with him?
Yeah, you know, he spoke to our team a few years ago, and, you know, always followed his career. I mean, he was a great quarterback. He was a great athlete, and always knew his story. He took advantage of his opportunities. And I think that's a great lesson for all of us. You know, you never know when you're going to get it. When you get it, you got to take advantage.
Tom, a little while ago on Instagram, you had saluted Roger Federer just for like 18 majors.
Yeah.
He said, going for 19, whatever. I got a lot to catch up on. What are your thoughts, like, on him as an athlete as he goes for 19?
Well, I love his game. And just knowing him a little bit, you know, he's all about, you know, he loves the sport, loves playing, loves the competition. And he's, you know, excelled and loves his family. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for that. So he had a great Wimbledon. I know he lost the other day, but, I mean, he's been a great athlete that everyone can look up to. He's done things the right way.
How different is training camp for you from when you're 40, from when you were, like, 20, 25?
In what sense?
Like, how do you feel different? Do you feel differently? Is it harder on you? Is it take you longer to recover?
No. I think it's a lot easier now for me than it's ever been. I feel like my routine's better than it's ever been. You know, when you're younger, you don't know what to do. And, you know, after 17 years, going to my 18th year, I know what to do. I know how to prepare. I'm never sore. You know, I can practice every day. I could practice twice a day if they let us do that. But that's not the way it goes anymore. So it's just fun being out here and competing. That's what us football players are here for. It's football season. That's what football players do. We go compete.
Tom, you're constantly working on your mechanics. Is there any part of that throwing motion that, as a quarterback, you think would be more important than any other part? Obviously, all three of them work in unison, hips, throwing motion, and footwork. But is there any in particular that you kind of try to focus on?
You know, I work on them every day. And I think for every player, it's a little different depending on how you grew up learning. But I'm always trying to be more efficient, be more accurate, more velocity. And, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, at a good place. You know, sometimes you get out of rhythm and you got to find your rhythm back. Usually I know exactly what I need to do when I can see the flight of the ball. So it's always a work in progress.
Tom, there was last a point yesterday when you were opening up the one-on-ones and you know you were standing across from Vrabel and he was getting the defense ready. What's it been like in this setting, kind of seeing him in that capacity?
It's great. I mean, he deserves it. So he's worked really hard. You know, he's at Ohio State for a while, and then obviously to the Texans in his role, and then to be a D coordinator. I mean, it won't be long before he's a head coach too. He's just got a great presence. He was a great player for us. He's been one of my great friends for a long time. So it's nice to see him out there. You know, it's a little friendly talk back and forth, which is always fun. But yeah, I mean, I love the guy and what he's accomplished, and you know, his son's going to BC next year, so I told him he'll always have a place to come for dinner. So it's just it's a great relationship, and it's going to be a great rivalry because you know they got a great team.
Feel like a home game.
Last question.
I know exactly. Could be.
10 years from now, you're going to be out there and know there's Welker, there's his grandkids.
I know. Larry had his son running across the field, so yeah, that's the way it goes. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate it. Thank you.